aisle, and they see that you take good care of their daughter, they come and now do a whole buffet just to thank you, a huge meal. Mm-hmm. Everybody's invited to say thank you. You've taken great care of our daughter. You're a great son-in-law, and you've given us children. Also, because you've given us children, because from my tribe, the children really belong to the woman's family and not the man. It's more matrilineal than matrilineal. So all those ceremonies. Now, if you go there to a city today, I find them doing matebeto before the marriage. I'm like, how? You don't know how he's going to take care of your child? Why are you doing that? You don't know if he's even going to give you grandkids. What's going on here? So things are evolving. So sometimes we're stuck with a picture of what we want things to be, and it's not that anymore.
Hey, man, listen, it is now 9 o'clock. We're about to go into NPR. This is great, great stuff. But check this out. We're going out right now to the break. And this is Yo Maps from Zambia.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Additional National Guardsmen are due to join those already patrolling Washington, D.C., NPR's Deepa Shivaram explains.
The president announced he was going to add 500 more National Guard troops, like you said, to D.C. This happened shortly after the attack on Guard members earlier this week. That plan appears to remain in place. Those 500 new Guard members will join about the 2,000 Guard members who are already in the city. And there is a new development, though, from the weekend, which is that the government has also declared that every group of National Guard members patrolling Washington, D.C. will also be accompanied by at least one D.C. police officer.
NPR's Deepa Shivaram reporting. Venezuela is now responding after President Trump declared that pilots should consider the airspace over and near that country closed. As Julia Carnero reports, Venezuelan officials say the statement is a colonialist threat to their sovereignty.
Venezuela's foreign ministry called Trump's comments, quote, another extravagant, illegal, and unjustified aggression against the Venezuelan people, and said that it was unilaterally suspending all flights deporting Venezuelan migrants. The Federal Aviation Administration had recently warned airlines of potentially hazardous situation when flying over the country, leading companies to suspend flights, and Venezuela to revoke operating rights for 6 major airlines. As the U.S. increases military pressure on the country, President Trump said Thursday that it could begin targeting alleged Venezuelan drug traffickers on land very soon. For NPR News, I'm Julia Carneiro.
More federal spending decisions await Congress as members return from their holiday break. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports that they face a January 30th deadline to avoid another shutdown. And that is going to involve some intense debate.
The deal ending the historic 43-day government shutdown extended current spending levels at most federal agencies through January 30th. Lawmakers on the Appropriations Committees in the House and Senate are working to bundle some of the annual bills together. If both chambers fail to agree on legislation, Congress could again end up passing a continuing resolution that could extend the same funding levels for a full fiscal year. The inability by lawmakers on Capitol Hill to approve detailed budgets for federal agencies has ceded more power to the executive branch. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, the Capitol.
Authorities say a gunman killed 4 people, wounding others late Saturday afternoon at a family gathering in Stockton, California. Police are searching for a suspect in what they believe may have been a targeted incident. San Joaquin County District Attorney Ron Freitas says that children were among those in the line of fire.
Children should not be harmed by gun and gang violence.
Police are asking the public for help. This is NPR News in Washington. Ski resorts out west are a bit anxious due to lower than usual snowfall. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports some are also bracing for a continued drop in Canadian visitors due to cross-border politics.
Whitefish Mountain Resort is about 60 miles from the Montana-British Columbia border, and historically upwards of a quarter of its guests have been Canadian. Canadian crossings at the border have dropped precipitously since President Trump levied tariffs and said Canada should become the 51st state. Resort spokesman Chad Sokol says it hasn't had a huge effect locally yet.
Last season, I think it was early March when the tariffs hit, right after President's weekend. So our busy periods were already behind us at that point.
Ski resorts aren't sure what to expect going into this season, but many, like Whitefish, have seen a spike in domestic travel lately, which is offsetting the drop in international visitors. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Whitefish, Montana.
Indonesia says the death toll from this week's flooding on the western island of Sumatra has reached 435. Michael Sullivan has details.
November's been a bad month weather-wise for Southeast Asia, with typhoons and tropical storms battering the Philippines, Vietnam, Thailand, and Indonesia, leaving nearly 1,000 people dead. Relief teams in Indonesia are using helicopters and fixed-winged aircraft to reach areas hard hit by this week's storm. Many areas remain inaccessible by vehicles due to downed bridges and damaged roads. Another storm is moving into the region this week.
Michael Sullivan reporting. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org.
The global day of giving that fuels the nonprofits you love. And WMNF is asking for your support to keep community radio strong in Tampa Bay. When you make a gift of $50 or more, you'll receive our limited edition WMNF holiday ornament. And with a gift of $100 or more, we'll send you the 2026 WMNF calendar featuring beautiful photos of musicians. Support WMNF today, Giving Tuesday at WMNF.org.
What if we told you there is a way for you to spend your Wednesday midday listening to real stories by people like you? Individuals who inspire by sharing their lives. Hi, I'm Mario Nunez.
And I'm Joe King Carter. Consider this your personal invitation to join us each week at the intersection of community and culture.
Listen in every Wednesday at noon on WMNF 88.5 or stream live from anywhere in the world at WMNF.org, where previous shows are also available.
Until then, be good to each other and remember
to keep the conversation going.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, 9 a.m. weekday mornings right here at 88.5 FM. You'll hear the same fearless investigative reporting on topics too hot for the mainstream media. Tune in to Democracy Now! 9 a.m. weekdays right after the morning show. That's right here on WMNF, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Lakeland, Clearwater, Winter Haven, and Venice.
The governing body of WMNF, the Nathan B. Stubblefield Foundation Board of Directors, thanks you for an incredible year of listening, conversation, music, and support.
You are what makes this station unique. The end of the year brings a lot of gatherings, and we know there will be some empty seats at the table.
Immigration detention, violent crime, and international struggles have wounded our community both physically and mentally. Your community radio station is here beside you through it all, and we will always be here.
So, whatever the future holds, let's face it together with love.
I told you, man.
Bad boy.
Oh my lover,
you and me, baby, 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 baby.
back. We're back. That is Yo Maps. Is the name. His name is Elton Mulenga is his real name. But Yo Maps is the stage name for this gentleman, Mr. and Mrs. This is out of Zambia. Out of Zambia. Yo, this is good stuff. As I said before, he's done work with some of the people in the West, mm-hmm. the brothers here, Omarion, Chris Brown, people like that. Yeah. And this is tremendous, tremendous music that that we're seeing coming out of Zambia and Malawi,
yeah,
right, and South Africa and Nigeria,
yeah,
and Senegal, places like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really great stuff, man. We are gonna take a minute. Let's take a minute. And I want to show the similarities between what, just real quick, if we can you pull up Chris Brown's Sensational by Chris Brown? We're going to put this up real quick. Okay. Because I want to make sure that people understand, mm-hmm. you know, just how...
Why do people think Chris Brown loves going to Africa so much?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Man.
Even when he was, I think, robbed or told that he was robbed, he didn't come back saying, hey, I'm not going back there anymore.
Right.
You know, he's like, yeah, there's pickpockets everywhere. You know?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and you got to take that attitude.
Yeah.
You got to take that attitude, man. So we got, you get it up? Really? All right, so we're going to go into Sensational by Chris Brown real quick so you can see the similarities, folks, and see the way that the Afro world music is going right here. Chris Brown, Sensational.
She want me pool skirt, so me pool skirt, ballet girl, she wears schools. You see, it's obvious, sensational, yeah. What didn't I do for you, girl? And I know, and I know, and I know. I still feel for you, love like a riddle, yeah. Give me the clues on a riddle, oh, wow, laugh just a little, yeah. Life's pretty sweet, can't be bitter. This one, she's fine, oh, yeah. She want this, cause she got this. She know if he control him, yeah. She dance it, she wind it. She make me want give her body. Back shots, body. Give her body, back shots, body. Give her body, back shots, body. Whoa, 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 whoa. Back shit the way I jump for NYC, yeah. Big girl, she carry the best I've seen, yeah. Steady, be ready, me, I sing. Sweet in my belly, you're like cake ice. Something jelly. Plant emoji, so train when I slide it. Now she watching me like daily. Sensational, yeah. What did I do for you, girl? And I know, and I know, and I know. I still feel for you, love like a riddle, yeah. Give me the clues on a riddle. Oh, wow, laughs a little, yeah. Life's pretty sweet, can be bitter. Girl, I only need your house address. And if you wanna pull up on my tape cassette. But put it wider than the internet. I'm a presidential if you rose up, fell to lose. Goody, goody, tell you goody, goody, bam, bam. I need you now, now. Put me on fire like a lantern. Tell you taste so divine, yeah. And I wonder why you so sensational. Sensational. Oh, yeah. What did I do for you, girl? Tonight.
Yeah, the sounds of Chris Brown and Davido out of Nigeria. Yeah.
He's big.
Man.
Davido is also big. He's big.
Right?
He's really big, yeah.
Yeah, and you were telling me that Yo Maps is filling stadiums.
Yeah, he's filling stadiums. Oh, absolutely. Yo Maps is filling stadiums. It's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
That guy, Davido, I don't know if you heard recently, earlier this year, there was a crazy wild wedding in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It's an African musician, same guy. He got the people were flying in jets.
Oh, my God.
Like, in jets to Miami just for that guy's wedding, Davido. And it's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. Well, listen, man, you know, this is where we are. Right. Again, you know, we are not victims anymore. Yeah. We are victimized.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're not victims, man.
Absolutely.
Right. And we are victors.
Yes.
And to see that we are doing these things and do it successfully.
Yeah.
In ways that people have not even recognized that they are being done is not astounding, but it's something. It certainly is something to be proud of.
It's to be proud of. You see, one thing is, I think we also need to get out of a thing where we feel like somebody else has to come and give you a stamp of authority.
Right.
That's when you're legit.
Right.
No, we can be good and special in yourself, regardless of where you are. If we keep on looking to somebody else to come and give that stamp of authority, it paralyzes you to a point where even things that you can do for yourself, you're no longer able to do. And that's when now the victim mentality comes in, because though it's your fault, you don't want to recognize me, you don't want to play my music there, you don't want to invite me there, or this, that, and the other. You don't want to buy from me, you don't want to know.
Right.
It's just give them a reason that whether they like it or not, they're compelled to come and do business with you.
Right.
Because you're that good.
You know what? And it's like Publix, right? People talk about grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've seen good grocery stores that were corner stores,
mm-hmm.
right? That if given the opportunity, if they take the opportunity, they can be just as good, just as big as Publix.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a commitment. That same guy who created Publix
mm-hmm.
made a commitment.
Yes.
He had a brand.
Yeah.
He created it. He made it work. It started with this little bitty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it blew up.
Yeah.
Right? And so we start with this little bitty thing mm-hmm. and it can blow up. It can expand. It can be something great. It
can be something great.
And so we don't need to have, like we were always saying in our own communities, we don't have to have these large chain grocery
mm-hmm.
stores.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, I always say, you know, I get my jeans from Walmart.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Like everybody
does,
else.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know. I also talk trash about Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not doing right.
Yeah.
But I spend my money there, so I have a right to say that, right?
Yeah.
But in our community, we have to big up each other, man. We have to do what we can.
We got to be able to put our money where our mouth is.
Yes.
You know, we don't want Walmart to come in, but what's the alternative? There's not a competing store that mm-hmm. will give us what Walmart gives us and more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, why do I have to go through the trouble coming to you to come and receive a substandard service when I can go over there and my money is just as good? And I sweated, I worked hard to make this money.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to sweat spending it too.
Right.
You know, so if we give an alternative...
You know, I'm not going to sweat spinning.
Yeah.
I'm going to chase you to give you money, bro.
Exactly, man. Yeah, so if we instead of focusing on, hey, you shouldn't be there, we should be like, yeah, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to do something that's better than what you're doing.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
It's the same thing we've done we've done it successfully with music and sport.
Right.
Oh, right?
Gosh. Yeah.
In sport, and they said you couldn't play. We said, well, I belong. So then they were like, okay, we allow you to come and play basketball, but
And now they're making millions off
team.
Of us.
So now the guys realize, I got to be better than you.
Right.
So that you are forced to pitch me on your team.
Right, right, right. And so now,
yeah.
You know, like, you think about baseball. You think about, you know, any sport for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, hey, man, you put one of us in the sport, bro, we're going to dominate.
Yeah, but the one of us that dominates is excellent at his craft.
Yes.
He works. Yes.
Coco Gauff.
Yeah.
Naomi Osaka.
Any one of them. You take a Kobe, gosh. A LeBron James, yes. A Michael Jordan. They worked.
Right. Right.
Jordan was cut off. The coaches didn't want him on the team. But he went back and did his homework. He worked.
Yeah.
So, but we want to show up sloppy and just say, hey, because I am... No.
Yeah.
We should show up like Tiger Woods showed up.
Yeah.
Smashing records.
Exactly. It's the same thing in business. We got to show up that way, too.
Yeah.
Walter, you know.
Yeah, we hear you. Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
So I have to say something. I hear all the testosterone running around. I'm not in the studio right now, so listen to me very carefully. Because you're not wrong with what you're saying, but there's something that you guys are forgetting. With all of those individuals that are so good at their own particular, you know, thing, you have to keep in mind with something. In order for us to succeed, we have to succeed together. So what you're great at, good. That's awesome. But you also have to teach those that's not as great as you so that they can become as great as you or as close to it as possible. You know, again, it's so important that we keep the mind focused on what the ultimate goal is.
Yeah.
And that ultimate goal is the legacy part. And you cannot achieve legacy without passing on certain tools, resources, and values. Michael Jordan was great, and he's always said that. Kobe said the same thing, but Kobe also said he learned from Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan always told him, always keep continuing to focus on honing your skill. Don't ever think you reached that high that you don't know, no longer have to train. Don't ever think you've gotten that high that you can't learn something new. And that's the freedom shift right there. That's the freedom shift, and that's what I'm trying to get people to understand. I'm literally teaching a workshop on the 27th, and it's called the 2026 Freedom Shift because it's a mindset thing.
Yes.
You know, again, I go back to this because my daughter made me so proud when she said, and she read to me what she wrote. She said, Mommy, I was trying to figure out what your why was. I was trying to figure out why you kept trying to tell us to do this, why you kept saying we don't get it yet. She said, but now I get it.
Yes.
Because I see what's going on. And she's now seeing at the age of 30 plus the liberties that are being taken away from her, which means she's now seeing the liberties that she took for granted.
Yes.
Because of what this man is doing, we no longer need to look at him, oh, he's taking us. He said, we now need to look at it and say, I need to get back with mine. Mm-hmm. I need to understand the importance of what I have. I need to understand the value and the worth of who I am that I can create more outside of what he's telling me.
And set a standard for it.
Yeah.
Set a standard.
Exactly.
Set a standard.
So I'm listening to you guys. I'm like, yeah, but I'm waiting for somebody else. Give me that other component. Tell me why was Michael Jordan so great. Tell me why Kobe reached this point. Tell me why these people are now looked at as one of the greatest, as the GOAT, as the kids say. There's a reason for that.
Right. Yes.
They taught our younger generation the importance of keep going, don't give up. The commercials used to be like that. Now these commercials are telling these kids how they can kill their damn parents.
Yeah.
That's crazy, well, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I think you're right. I think it's twofold. It's the what, and then there's also got to instill the how, like how you got there. You know, and I think that's what I like to focus a lot more on, the how you got there. Okay, what's your dream? What do you want to do? Now you understand that to get there, it's not going to be handed to you. You have to go and take it.
Exactly.
Because if I'm, like I always say, like in Africa, if I'm the colonial master, right? I got everything made. I'm getting all this stuff. Why should I leave the continent? You're going to have to kick me out.
Right.
And it's going to have to be really compelling.
It's happening now.
Yeah, exactly. It's happening now because people are getting up and saying, wait a minute, I can do exactly what you're doing. I don't need you. We don't need you. Anyways, France, you need our minerals to have your energy.
But you know what? But that is an abusive relationship.
Yes, it is.
That's how abusive relationships
But the
work.
Abuser is not just going to walk away willingly.
Right.
You have to be able to take it and say, hey, stand up for yourself and say, look, I'm taking it and I can do
Get
it
the hell
and
out.
We can run it.
Get the hell out.
Get out. We Get can out. Run it. Yeah. We can do for ourselves. However, if it's just my own family, if I say I'm going to kick this guy out who is abusing, then when he leaves, I start shortchanging everybody around me and start sinking the ship. People are going to stop saying, wait a minute, we need to go back to where those guys that were here.
Because if you're going to treat us like that, they could treat us bad.
I would rather be treated like that by them than by you. So I think as a people, as human beings, period, anything that you're asking for, you have to be worthy of that award. You know, you're meaning if it's a school,
right?
You gotta be able to have the people who are getting into those schools attaining that education. Then whoever, like for instance, what we're doing with our charity, when you put a school there, if nobody's going to that school, it becomes a white elephant. But if you understand that this is the need that these kids need, they need a school, you put the school, they start getting educated, they get there, make their lives better, more people are going to come and say, hey, we want to do more because we saw what that guy did with $10. How much more can we do with $100? So when we cry for things, or even equality, we have to be prepared to do whatever it takes to do as well as you or better than you.
That's right.
That's how we're going to take stuff back.
Having said that,
why and how we're doing it, you have to keep those two components together.
Exactly.
Why is there a need for this in that community?
Yeah.
And how we're going to get there and achieve that goal, that the outcome is we're now graduating for, you know, independent thinkers. We're graduating.
So the blueprint that those that have gone forward have left. Can we follow the blueprint of a Michael Jordan? Can we follow the blueprint of a somebody else who's in business or in law or anybody else? A Barack Obama, what was the blueprint for him to get to where he got? A Colin Powell.
But not just follow it, Mr. Lehman. We want to build upon it.
Exactly.
We want to make it better. We don't have to reinvent Michael Jordan. We want to make it better. We want to take it 2.0 to the next level.
Right, exactly. Right.
That's when I say the freedom shift, that's it.
You
that's
float just a little bit higher and a little bit longer on air. That's what we gotta be.
I want to know how can I get him and better. That should be our goal. It should not just be to be like Michael Jordan. It should be like Kobe. It should not be Barack Obama.
Yeah, I want
to
be like Mike. No, you gotta be better than Mike.
I gotta be better than that. Yeah.
Because you keep saying I want to be like Mike, you're taking away your own independence, your own identity. Don't be like Mike. Yeah, acknowledge what Mike has done, but how can I take it to the next level?
Okay.
That's what we need to be planting in our kids' minds.
So listen, want to make sure you call in, folks. It's now 9:27 in the a.m. This is the Sunday Forum. Our guest today, he's not even gay. He's family, man. Mm. He's family. This is Alan Mulenga.
Yeah.
Alan Mulenga from Zambia has come in today to give us an update, truthfully, about what's going on the continent, to share ideas about the diaspora. And we're going to talk about this this situation that's going on there that he's working on. And this is called Bantu Global. .org. Go to Bantu or Bantu Global. Bantu Global. The school that you're working on right now, where is it located in Zambia?
It's going to be on the... initially, it was supposed to be in George Compound itself.
Okay.
But we realized that to really be sustainable, we don't have as much room and space in there. So we're going to put it in the right on the outskirts of the city, because then you can have some agricultural land.
The city being Lusaka?
Lusaka.
Okay, now.
Being Lusaka.
How many cities are there that are like Lusaka in Zambia?
In Zambia, there's Lusaka, Livingstone, Kitwe, Ndola, Kasama. But developed like Lusaka,
right,
there's maybe four.
Right. Okay.
But the other cities are upcoming, and we'll call them cities because they are provincial headquarters, but they're not as developed as that.
So there are business opportunities there, clearly.
There's a lot of business opportunities,
right,
clearly.
Right, right.
There's business opportunities in agriculture and food. Mm-hmm. First of all, if you're going to do any kind of agriculture and food, you have access from Zambia to about at least maybe around 300... Zambia's got about 300, well, at least, let me just say, conservatively, 100 million people just in the Southern Africa region. You know, you've got that access with the free trade. Now you can, working in Zambia or producing your goods in Zambia, you can go to all these other countries around it. The advantage of Zambia is location and the political stability. That has been a huge advantage for even all these guys that are coming to invest there. There's an opportunity in mining. There's a great opportunity in agriculture. And then in energy. There's great opportunity in energy. And then housing. Just affordable housing. Mm-hmm. There's lots of great opportunity there. Land is, like, for instance, you can get 5 hectares in the outskirts of Lusaka for about $2,000.
Which is the equivalent of how many acres?
Acres, what's the conversion?
Is it hectares to...
So here's easier to convert. So for... 35, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, but land is still, right now, it's still so affordable. So about $1,500 can get you 5 acres. $1,500 can get you 5 acres, you know. And so these areas, 20 years down the line, this, the way the city is growing, will be swallowed up. But even if you want to get such type of a land and put a farm on, because the reason why I'm so honing on the farm is that you're teaching the kids as they grow, as they come into school, before they hit 12th grade, they will have known how to grow their own food. Mm-hmm. Harvest, and then also teach them the business component of it.
The agribusiness.
When you the agribusiness, mm-hmm. even just the going to sell. When I sell, the simple basics.
Right. Now,
sell $10, you save some, you reinvest in your business. How do you grow your business? Those kind of basics.
Now let me share something with everybody out there. Mm. Right now, back when my father was president of FAM, he created this. The College of Science, Engineering, Technology, and Agriculture.
Yeah.
Right? And it's called CESTA, right? And so that was the beginning, truthfully, of the FAMU FSU College of Engineering.
Wow.
The agricultural component was what he was trying to save initially, because they were trying to, the legislature was trying to take away, there were powers in the legislature that were trying to erase agriculture from FAMU. From Florida A&M. Now, everybody needs to understand the context from which I'm dealing with. For those people who don't know this, and a lot of people don't, FAMU is the only black institution in the public institute, amongst public schools in the state of Florida. It's the only black institution of public colleges in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Okay? So, it makes it unique from that respect. Yeah. So what his goal was ultimately through CESTA was to actually internationalize this whole thing. Now, currently, there is the Brooksville College.
Yeah.
Not college, but Brooksville, it's part of the it's an extension of the College of Agriculture and in Environmental Sciences. They do food and animal sciences. My son works there. And since we've been farming and ranching, There are schools, there are classes and things like that that are being done in order to re-educate or reactivate, reopen, especially black minds regarding agriculture. Now, there is a connection. Now, understand, folks, there is a connection here as we talk about Africa, as we talk about different parts of Africa, as we talk about HBCUs and the role they play in our diaspora and our diasporic growth and development. You're talking about, as I'm sitting here looking at Bantu, and everybody, please, everybody take a moment and go to bantuglobal.org. Yeah.
That's
B-A-N-T-U global, GLOBAL.org. Go there, please, right now. In the sound of my voice, please do that. Watch on YouTube the video that's being provided for you there. You'll see Alan and his wife, Marfa, there on the screen.
Yeah.
Talking about the work that they're doing in Zambia. Now, the school that you're trying to build and the opportunities that you're trying to provide there only takes a few dollars.
Yeah.
From the diaspora, from us, it would only take a few dollars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that, Alan.
Yeah.
Again, let's remind everybody, because last time Alan came, he was telling about the idea, and now they're putting it to work.
Yes.
They've been working on this
thing. You know, so basically Bantu Global, again, it's born out of, you go there, you see how people can't even feed themselves. I say in the video, it's sometimes I looked at it, I kind of cringed, but then I've been there and I've seen it. And when you see, because I see like the food that they're giving the kids, I wouldn't even give to an animal, one of my pets, not even to one of my dogs.
And I just saw it.
Yeah.
I just saw the video.
Yeah.
My God, man. Yeah. I mean,
you should also post that on your page so that people maybe it'll be easier to find it also on your guys' page. Yeah. But out of that, now you look at how, what do we do to help? How can we do it? The number one way that I've always believed to restore a person's dignity, number first step is get that person to provide just basic food for myself. You know, that gives a person so much dignity that they can even begin to think about other things. When you find a person who can't even put food on the table, to talk to them about even education and all this other stuff is like a far-fetched thing. So we start with food. So we do have a feeding program where we're trying to feed these kids. And when you're feeding the kid, if you don't have an orphanage, a building where they come and they live with you, now you've got to go take care of where are they coming from. A lot of them are on the streets, but then there's a lot of old grandmothers who are looking after these kids. And they light up when you show them. The grandmother is not even concerned about you helping them. It's you giving their grandkids that they're looking after an opportunity is what sets their lights up their world. So the idea is to provide a center which will provide education for the kids, but also teach them real life skills. And agriculture is at the top of those real life skills because they will be able. One thing, Africa is not short of land. Right. You know, it's not short of land. There's a lot of land. But even when people don't even know what to do with that land, that's a problem. So we're teaching them. They'll be participating in learning how to grow food for themselves, be able to process some of that food, and also that center has to make money, hopefully through agriculture, that it can then set up the individuals as they come out of the school. They have a startup fund. They have a $500 where somebody can start farming. Now, $500 here, you'd be like, how? It's $500. Yeah, but in Africa, $500 is a lot of money. It's a lot of money, and it can multiply that by 500 by 22, for example. That's 11,000 kwacha. Now, the average salary for a minimum wage people is around maybe 2,000 kwacha or 1,500 kwacha. You can barely do nothing that. So if you give them $500, they are able to set themselves up and set up a business where they can grow. Obviously, we're building support systems to be able to say, okay, here's 500 kwacha. Here is the land. This is how you do it. This is how you keep, so that they keep reinvesting and reinvesting and still be a buffer for them, because the temptation is, okay, now I got this 500 kwacha. I can send all my kids to better schools. So you got to be there with a buffer and say, okay, if you send them today, that 500 dries up. But hold on a little longer, reinvest it so that you can make more money. And this is how you make sure your money is growing. This is how you save those basic things. And that's where the diaspora would come in. It's not just we need your money, absolutely. But then we're also going to need people who are willing to go boots on the ground, be able to sit. Because once you understand what's going on,
right,
a lot of what I'm saying here begins to make sense even to you.
Folks, this is important, folks. Let me tell you, this is what we're here with our brother and guest, Alan Malenga, as we talk about Bantuglobal.org. Go check out Bantuglobal.org right now, folks. The sound of my voice is now 9:39 a.m. on the Sunday Forum on WMNF 88.5 FM.
I want to ask one question real quick.
Go ahead, please.
So, Ms. Malenga, if someone wants to get involved, like I said, $1,500 purchase 5 acres of land or what have you, I'm looking at the page as well, so I do see how they can just donate money. But they want to actually get involved and purchase property there so that the school can continue forward, or even to buy land to help the people in that particular area grow. How can they do that?
The best is to get in touch with me. I'll provide my phone number. If you text, that's best, or even an email. I think we can, through Walt, you can help me distribute that information.
Absolutely.
Actually, there is a lady who, 4 years ago, when I first came on to, more than 4 years, when I first did a program, she has stayed on me, and now we're doing stuff together in Zambia.
She's able
to get some land and be able to, she's going to put up a school to help the young ladies be able to do a sewing machine so that they can... So reusable things, like reusable pads and stuff like that.
Oh, man, that's great, man.
Are you able to share that information with us now so our listeners can know how to get in touch with you? What will be the contact information?
The contact information would be my phone number is 813 813-957-3390. 813-957-3390. By the way, that same phone number is how you can also donate through Zelle to Bantu Global Foundation. And we are a 501c3, so we do give tax-exempt receipts for those that need it. And that would be great. And then the email would be Bantu, B-A-N-T-U, and then G, the letter G, then foundation at gmail.com. So Bantu, B-A-N-T-U, G, then F-O-U-N-D-I-O-N. And then we can set up a meeting. Even sometimes people want to do like, okay, I can get five of my friends together. We can sit down and come in person and we can talk and really map it out. For the last couple of years, one of the things that I've been doing is getting all these answers together. How does a person really do it? Even if a person just said, look, my roots are in Africa. I want to have some roots, something there that's mine, mm-hmm. which is what we've done with Nina White is be able to walk them through how they can acquire property and do something that even if they say, look, we appreciate what you're doing with Bantu Global, but we may end up going our own way and we want to help in a different interest, we can walk them through and facilitate that thing, because
it's all about the people.
It's all about the people. Yeah, yeah, that's the thing with me. It's all about the people, whether it's coming directly through me or you can directly. I've got some people who adopted some kids, like when we take a team to Zambia, they kind of foster, we find a family that can foster those kids. And then they are now dealing with that family. With internet connection, you can video chat with the kids. You can check on them, make sure that your money that you send is getting to them. And then through our church there that we started, basically the church was born out of helping the kids, mm-hmm. you know. But we are also able to monitor whichever kid is being fostered by who and what the people are contributing. Sometimes they send $100, takes care of a family of four, and two of those kids are the foster kids that they really wanted to take care of, you know, and so the guardian, whoever is foster parent, that also helps them out.
Right.
But you're able to see them get through an education, and we're seeing transformation that way, because sometimes it becomes overwhelming when I think, man, we need $1 million to do this thing. Oh my God, what's my $500 going to do? But when you break it down with people like that, they begin to see, oh, okay, so I don't have to give you $200,000. I could take care of a child for $50 a month. I could take care of right. a meal for 1 week. I'll give you $20. You just go do that, you know? Right. So all those are important.
Well, I tell you what, man. Again, Bantu Global, bantuglobal.org. Yeah. Check it out, please.
He's going to have some of the information on our website as well, because that's something our listeners definitely need to know on yes. how they can get involved. And I mean, to own a piece of Africa and land on yeah. you helping people when you're not there is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So I want to make, because I wrote it down as one, I want to make sure I have it correct. So mm-hmm. it's 813-957-3390.
Correct.
If you want to donate through Zelle, what have you. And then your email that you have is Bantu, B as in boy, A-N-T-U-G as in George, Foundation at gmail.com.
Yes.
And that number comes directly to you if they want to find out, not just the donating part.
Yeah, it comes directly to me property. Too. So they can call or text. Especially text messages are always better because the spams are also like huge.
Oh, good.
And all kinds of, you know, but yeah, they can definitely reach me that way, and the email will be able to get in touch.
We want to hear from you, man. Call in 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. There are, I think one of the things that is most prevalent here that we really need to take a look at is how we can take part in doing business
yes.
on the continent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we think about that, it's like, okay, we find somebody from a particular country, mm-hmm. right? And we say, okay, how do we do it? Well, not everybody is equipped to tell you that.
Yeah.
Not everybody's equipped to tell you that. And I was fortunate to mm-hmm. know you.
Yeah.
And to know Brother Robert Sachenga mm-hmm. Jr., and as he was one of my classmates in Malawi when I was there, and whose father was a minister of
Commerce, trade, and industry.
Right, right. In Zambia.
Yeah, in Zambia.
And he's now retired.
He's now retired.
Right.
But he's still one of those that we reach out to, people reach out to, you know, talk about the history, where we're going, and what's right. He's pretty much consulted still, okay. Widely consulted. Still.
Okay. So So I think the questions, and again, I open this up for questions, guys. It's now 9:45, and I don't see any questions, but people are going to be wanting to find out how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, this is like one of those situations where you read a book.
Mm. Yeah.
Write a book. You want to hide it from someone black, just put it in a book.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on the radio, so yeah. Here we go. I'm waiting for the phone call. I'll be seeing the lights go off or something mm-hmm. else. It's just like...
I've done some extensive research on how that can be done, especially when it comes to how do I, as an American citizen, for example, want to own some land in Zambia, how do I make sure that my investment is protected
right.
legally and even otherwise? So we've done a lot of research on that. To where today I can with confidence, ultimate confidence, say, go here, do this, that, and the other.
Right.
There's another friend of mine, another young girl, she's settling in Choma in Zambia. She used to work for us, and so she, for my wife and I, but she wanted to go do mission work in Zambia. Now she wants to settle, and she's like built a house and everything, but we just had the director here, go see this one, go see that one. And then, because also when you arrive in a country, one thing that you're not going to escape is as soon as you show up, they just hear the accent. If this thing costs $10, now I'm going to charge you $60, if not $100.
Yeah.
Even I get hit on. I get this guy, I'm trying to find out some information. He says, well, we can talk over lunch, but if you send money for lunch, send me $1,000 for lunch. I'm like, bruh.
Well,
$1,000 for lunch? Are you crazy?
He's trying to get you.
You have to know who you're going to. Otherwise, you come back with a bitter taste in your mouth.
Right.
I want to say something to our listeners that are listening and not calling in right now. Guys, keep in mind last week, and I'm going to do the PSA as well because we only have 10 minutes left, so I want to get this in.
Please don't take 10 minutes to do the PSA, but okay.
No, I'm not going to take 10 minutes to do it. Anyway, the information that's being given to you right now, guys, is giving you an opportunity that we always tell you about, which is participating, being accountable, and showing up. Okay. We made the announcement. We're looking for community advisors, for our listeners to join the community advisory board here at WNF. Why? Because of issues and conversations like we're having right now. How we can give you more information to get more involved. How we can keep you, you know, participating in that change. So if you're listening to Ms. Millinger now, he's telling you how to get involved with Bantu Global. I recommend definitely calling in.
Yeah.
I also want you to know that along with becoming part of the community advisory board, you get to have an extra voice. Because you're on the ground with us. So you get to have a voice on some of the topics and things that we discuss here and how important it is to the community. So please call in, participate, get involved.
Yes,
as I said before, I'm having a Freedom Shift workshop. That's going to be on December 27th. He gave you the phone number to call him, to text him, to ask him about land. I'm giving you a phone number to call in. If you want to actually get involved and do something, you can be a part of the change for your community. You can be a part of the change for that legacy. So please call in. Speak to him, get the information, how you can be a part of, even if you just want to donate to the Bantu Foundation.
Yeah.
You can call and ask him questions about that. But I definitely, if you have the ability to get together with a group of people and purchase some land in Florida, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, not Florida.
Why not?
Why not
Absolutely.
Do that? Okay.
Absolutely.
And the phone number for the 2026 Foundation Freedom Shift is 656-252-1131. Again, it's 656-252-1131. And that's the 2026 Freedom Shift. And if you text that number and say that you heard about it here on WNF, you get a discount code, okay? So, again, that's for you to participate moving forward with your family. That legacy is so important. Come and be a part of WNF Community Advisory Board so that way you can help us and help you to make a change.
Absolutely. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
You know, one thing that we find, and I always go to this story, that if you go to the average African and say, there's a African-American, there's a white guy here, mm-hmm. who are you going to do business with or who you're going to do any kind of partnering, help the children? Instinctively, people are going to turn to the white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the last trip that we're on, Dr. Precious was the most educated, most had the most money on the group that we went. But because she was black, everyone was running around to the white guys.
Yeah.
So me and her will be sitting back saying, okay, you know, and we, first of all, it was annoying, but then said, okay, I said, look, it gives us a chance to really look. I said, it gives you a chance to really look at the situation and assess without all the hassle. So it look at it that way. Don't be mad. Just look at it. Okay, it's giving me a chance to really assess. But that's the mindset because as Black people, people think we don't want to help.
Right.
That's why I would break it down. $25, $20 to you alone, it's like it's nothing. But like, if 100 of you have given $20, we have the money that you need to buy the land.
Right. And see, my thing is, you know, like for instance, I have every intention, and not even intention. I'm going to pledge this right now.
Yeah.
As soon as we are fully operational, I want to partner with you to assist with this because I know that's what my father would have wanted.
Yeah.
I know that's what he would have wanted.
Absolutely.
This is a tremendous opportunity to reach across the water and go back to the homeland and do some work there, do good there, and do good here.
Yes.
Do good there. And do good here. The opportunities for our children to go and visit there,
yes,
are right there in the they're in right here in the mixture, and that's what it's going to take. Is for them to see this, to take part in this, and have this be a part of their experience, their life experience, so they can help. It can help to shape their worldview. Yeah. We've got to be able to shape our children's worldview, we're not. Thinking we live in some bubble somewhere.
Hey, another thing that we did is we're trying to figure out, especially from that end, how to do video conferencing with the kids here in a school. I've done it. I experimented where we did. There's a private school. It's an African, a friend of ours has a school. Mm-hmm. So she's African-American, and so they have a private school. And so I have the same kids that we were working with in Zambia that we work with. We did. But I had to get a guy from a TV station, come with their equipment, and then hook it up. But they had a live interaction right there. And they could, and then they found that, hey, these, before you know it, you leave them alone and they're just talking. They're just kids, being kids.
Yeah.
They couldn't, their accents were a little heavy, but.
You have to do that. I can show you how to do that on a whole other level with AI.
Yeah.
I can show how you can reach so many more with the children, have them get interactive and come up to date with the technology. I'll be more than happy to get with you. Hopefully, I'll get to meet you again. You'll come back on the show and give us an update.
Yes.
So I'm going to give a shout out. You know how I am. I want to give a shout out to my mechanic. Please get me back mobile again. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Here you go. Sergio, he's at yourmechanic813.com. He has my vehicle. He's doing an awesome job. Get me back on the road as soon as possible, Sergio, please. Okay?
So she can come back into the office.
Definitely help you.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
I wish y'all could see me what I was doing. It's not like, oh, man. Well, I can't escape it, I tell you.
Good service is hard to come by. When it's good, I want to give him a shout out for. We always talk about what's not good.
This is true.
I want to pass on. He's a small business, but he took my vehicle, and at first we thought it was going to cost me $3,000. He called me. He said, "Miss Annie, I got good news for you. We got you down to half of that amount." I was like, "Thank you, sir."
For those of you listening, this is not a bit. This is actually real.
It's not a bit. It really is.
It's real.
We're talking real stuff.
Miss Annie, we talk about real stuff, y'all.
That's what we're here for. We got to help each other out. And he helped me a whole lot. So get me back to being on the road.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. We got a call. It just came in. Let's get this caller. Caller, welcome to the Sunday Forum. Go directly to your question, please.
Peace.
Peace, brother.
Eli, the book guy, and I would love to partner with you all in creating a green book sort of for Africa. Again, this is Eli, the book guy, 2025-year publisher, audio, ebook. Let's do it, man. Eli, the book guy, hit me up.
All right, and how do we get in contact with you, Eli?
EliTheBookGuy.com or 813-924-0657.
All right, man.
I love it.
Thank you, Eli, man. Awesome. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Awesome. Let's do this green book. We need it. And just to let you know, I am a descendant of Edward Wilmer Blyden, the organizer of Pan-Africanism, and I'm doing his work. So
awesome.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. That's great.
I'm here.
That's all right, man. You're, so you're Trini then, right?
What's that?
You're part Trini then, right?
St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. That's what, yeah, St. Thomas. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yes, that's cool, man.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, brother. I'll definitely reach out and get in touch with you.
You could, take, you could email me your information to dj@wnf.org.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Eli.
Thank you.
I got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, call again, brother. Thank you so much, man.
I sure will.
All right. Peace, brother.
By the way, he's reminded me, through the organization of Zambians in Florida, we are sending a container, 40-foot container.
I've been watching golf.
Yeah. we're sending a 40-foot container to Zambia, so Bantu Global Foundation is taking advantage of that. So books... your any kind of iPads, tablets, the little ones that we can use at the school with the kids, video games and stuff like that that we can use to keep them occupied, and soccer balls.
Okay.
This is a real one, a soccer ball.
Okay.
Come by soccer balls. We're going to get 50 soccer balls to send to the kids in Africa. That would be great.
Yeah.
A soccer ball, that's how much, like 10 bucks or whatever it is.
They were trying to bring get baseballs in there and footballs in there.
Yeah.
We just everything but a soccer ball.
Yeah.
We were trying to get soccer balls in there.
So we can help them get to the World Cup.
Yeah.
We got to get Zambia to the World Cup win.
And win.
Yeah, beat Brazil.
Yeah, so that would really, really be helpful. But anything, wheelchairs, anything that we can go donate, we're collecting that. Again, reach out to me.
Y'all hear that, folks? Wheelchairs. Okay, there's some kids need wheelchairs.
A lot of them that need wheelchairs out there in the compounds, and they just dragging themselves across the floors.
If you've never seen that, folks, I'm going to tell you something. That is one of the most heart-wrenching things that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And there's a need for medical attention. Big time. Big time. Please, if you are a doctor, if you're in the medical field, please call Bantu Global. Get in contact with them, please, and make certain that your skills are utilized in the diaspora.
Yeah.
Please.
Amen. And it doesn't even have to be brand new. If it's a wheelchair that was once useful, now you don't need it anymore. If it's a hospital bed that you don't, the hospitals are refurbishing or putting in new stuff.
Right.
All that kind of stuff is really, really, really necessary. It's heart-wrenching to see women, pregnant women, delivering their kids on the floor, on the bare floor, dirt floor in these places. It's some things, It pales. That's why I say when you come with us, you get to see what we're talking about. It changes the whole way that you
how much does it cost to go?
Yes.
What are some of the ways to go?
Some of the ways to go. Right now, what we do is put up a package of a group of 10 people. Okay, $5,000 an individual.
Okay.
$2,000 of that will go to your air ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then about $1,000 you contribute to your food and housing. So if there's 5 to 10, minimum 5 people with $5,000 each, you go and have a successful trip.
Okay.
You know, if there's 10, it even makes it easier. But it also leaves you at least $1,000 that you can give to people there in causes that you see, or buy little trinkets that you bring home. But $5,000 is where we try to keep it at. But we can do more with more. But we try to work out a basic package that when you get out there, you're not going to get stranded. I'm not going to tell you that you could just take 2,000 plus 500 and then when there you don't want to be stranded out there.
Right.
So that gives you cushion. But that works. Even if it's an individual, it can work because then I would know where to take you or where we go with you, that you're one, safe from any kind of harm or fears that people have, even though they are imaginary. And then there's also the hygiene component. You still want to stay in a hygienic place. There is disease, there is bacteria, but you know how you take care of yourself that you're,
of course,
you know,
course, yeah.
Yeah. So we do that. I would, people go, really, to be honest, you can go with $3,000. You can go. Okay. If you're going for 5 days, you can go there and come back with just that. And you'll be fine. You'll be able to see what you see. But I like to put it at 5,000 so that people have margin. You get to also see some of the you know, good side. If you can fix in a safari here for a day,
okay,
we'll go see that too. Because I mean, you've gone all the way there. Yeah.
Victoria Falls.
Hey, yeah, listen, you've gone all the way there. Might as well
go see some. Hey, listen, Alan Belenga, folks. He's part of the family, Fourth Estate crew. Now.
Yep.
Right?
Amen. Yeah.
All right. There we go. Hey, check out Bantu. BantuGlobal.org, the Bantu Global Foundation. Look it up. Check it out, please. Contribute. Do what you can to help out. I want to thank you all for joining us here on the Sunday Forum for another great Sunday of intelligent conversation. And as always, from my voice to the airwaves, to the hearts and the minds of the people, we love you. And there's not a thing you can do about it here on the Sunday Forum.